Help you?
Yes, I'm making a call to
your name?
Victoria Ruzinko. This is Mike Ruzinko.
Mike Nichol?
Ruzinko.
Huh?
Ruzinko. Mike Ruzinko.
Oh.
Well, what is your name, sir?
Why?
This is Mike Ruzinko making
The person that's placing the call, I need your name.
Mike Ruzinko.
Is this a collect call to someone else?
This is
the line has gotten through.
It's a collect call for Mike Nichols. Will you accept the charge?
Ruzinko, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I'm calling to see how you've been doing.
Well, I'm doing fine.
I'm in the city right now. I'm calling from a friend's house, so I couldn't make a regular call.
Great. Well, where are you living now?
I'm still in the valley.
I see. Are you still working in that photography studio?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm really enjoying it, too. It's really neat. I'm getting into printing, too, so...
Uh-huh.
We've gotten a new printing press and stuff. I'm really enjoying learning how to use it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. I'm glad you called. I've been wondering about you and Chris. What's been happening to Chris?
Well, Chris has moved down to L.A. for a little while. He's doing a job down there with his wife. He and his wife are...
Oh, what kind of a job is he doing?
He's a part-time electrician.
Oh, I see.
He's wiring up some houses down there. His residence is here. He just moved down there for a little while.
I see. Uh-huh. Was he, is he married or not?
Yeah, he's married.
Well, that's moot. My understanding was that it was a political marriage.
What?
Well, that they were really married in name only. That was my understanding.
Oh, I understood he loved her very much.
Huh?
My understanding was he loved her really much.
I see. Well, that's good. Glad it worked. Well, when can you visit?
Well, I don't know yet. My schedule's really tight. I can call you back on it if you want. So I'll ask my boss if I can get a couple days off.
Uh-huh. That'd really be nice.
What time would be best for you, on a weekend, or?
Yeah, I really would. Weekend would be really great. It wouldn't, if you could let me know, let's see. Today is the 31st, tomorrow's the 31st. All right. Well, next week it seems to be all right, or the week after that. The next 2 weeks will be right for me. The third week won't be all right, because I'll be going someplace. But August 7th and the 14th will be just fine.
Okay, I'll check on it. How are you doing, though?
I'm just fine. One moment, hold on. You just happened to hit me right because, Sandy is here and she wanted to be talking to you. Here's Sandy.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
What's going on? Anything new?
No, nothing new, sir.
That's really nice to hear you. I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
I'm working.
Oh, that's good. So why? You going to college?
No, I'm still working. Job.
You planning on going to college?
No, not right now.
Oh. You don't.
Well, later on, not right now.
Huh?
Later on, but I'm really enjoying working where I am right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. That's good. I just, hope that you get the opportunity to go to college, like you were hoping to.
Oh, I will. It's been offered to me a lot. I just want to stay where I am right now.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, well, I'm going to be going to college next year, too. I'm going to become an engineer, hopefully.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
San Luis Obispo
Polytechnic,
hopefully.
San Luis Obispo? Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's a polytechnical school down south. It's really high-rated, and I think, so, you know, hopefully that's good. How's Chris?
He's great.
He really is? Yeah. Is he going to law school?
Well, he's got out for a year or two. He's become a part-time electrician. He's going to go back.
Well, I really hope he goes to law school because, you know, that 4 years is really kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go back to law school. He wouldn't waste that much time on nothing.
Well, that's, you know, I hope not, you know. I really hope that he, because I know he's really interested in lawyers, you know. And I hope he really does it. I don't know, kind of nice. A little bit lawyer, you know. But and, you know, were you still planning on becoming a doctor?
Certainly.
Really? Doctor, another doctor, I think, uh-huh. Well, that's really great. Are you going to be coming down at all to your dad?
I don't know. We were just talking about that. I gotta check back.
Yeah.
Check my schedule. I'll call.
You know, because I'm
saying
I'd like to see you, you know, because I haven't seen you for a long time. You know, you are my brother. I really, you know, kind of miss him.
Yeah, I do too, Sandy.
Well, everything with me is going really super great, you know.
You mentioned that a long time ago. I just wanted to see if you're still taking it.
Oh. Well, no. I wasn't planning on, you know, going into parachuting. How's Mom?
She's great. She's really enjoying the work.
What's she doing then?
She's not nursing.
She's still working in a convalescent hospital?
I don't think so. I think it's an acute right now.
An acute?
That's a regular hospital.
Oh, she is? Hey, did she decide to go back to college and get her BA?
I have no idea.
Well, I remember that she was talking about it before I went. I was trying to encourage her to go back to get her BS because, you know, she gets paid for it, you know. And, you know, the more prestigious to get a better job. And, you know, if you see her, you know, tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Oh, but I really, you know, I kind of miss her. Probably that I care for her a lot. And I think about her a lot. So,
oh, I
certainly will. And I told her about it, you know, but I think, you know, that I worry about her. Kind of doing well, how's everything else? Everything for you going really well?
Sure is. Couldn't be better.
Well, that's really good. I'm really happy for you, Mark. You're happy.
Thanks. Well, really getting good to talk to you.
Yeah? Well, Michael, I just want to know that I really care for Chris. And I really care for Chris and Mike. You know, just because I'm not living anymore, just, you know, I'm like, you know, it's a change for you. You are my brother. I do love you. And would you like to talk to Mike, to Dad again?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's
really nice talking
to you, Mike. Okay.
Tell
Chris and
his mom I said hi.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Dad. Okay, that was all, I guess, so.
Huh?
I want to end this phone call because you're running up a bill on yourself.
Okay, well, if you can come and visit me on the 7th or the 14th, that would be just wonderful. What's your transportation?
Okay, I'll work it out. I might build borrow cars.
I see. Okay. Do you drive now?
Do I drive? Yeah, I drive.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. You weren't driving last time, were you?
Oh, yeah. I remember I had my permit last time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sandy was said you were an absolute menace.
Well, that was the first time I ever drove.
I see. Okay. Okay, well, that's a good... Well, let me know, huh? If you can come.
Okay, well...
And when.
Oh, I certainly will. Okay,
I really would like to see you, because it's been a while.
Okay. Well, Dad, I want to let you know that I'm really happy and fine. I love you.
Okay. Hey, that's great. I love you too, huh?
Okay, Dad. Okay, see you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.